Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions are often sacrificing their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I believe this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand, and I have emerged with the tools and the strategies and insights to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Is it your fault the relationships aren't what you hoped they'd be? Okay. That's like a bit harsh, but what if your internal world is showing up in your external relationships? Today's guest to help us navigate through this concept is Lindsay McMillan. Lindsay is a relationship coach and a financial advisor who loves helping her clients see it's all connected. The way we show up in our personal relationships, our physical, emotional, spiritual health, and our money story. Finding a balance and understanding why we operate the way we do in each area helps us create a balanced, peaceful, fulfilling life with thriving relationships, financial abundance, and overall well-being and longevity. And in this episode, Lindsay and I are going to discuss what does it mean that your internal world is showing up in your external relationships and what gets to open up for you if you start to do the internal work, as well as some great strategies to start to do the work on your own. So excited for this episode today. But first, if you like what you hear today, I invite you to join the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. Hi, Lindsay. So excited to have you on Creating Flow today and looking forward to really jamming on how our internal world is affecting our relationships. Most of my listeners by now know that I really believe in that theory of so within, so without. So I'd love to be jamming on how that shows up in our relationships. And I'll let you just start with that.
Hi, Joni. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. It's always so great to chat with you. I feel like our conversations flow really naturally. So excited to be here to talk about it. You're absolutely right. As within, so without. And our relationships are no different. And to me, relationships include relationships with our health, with eating, with other people, and with money. And it just, you know, my story starts, and obviously you have so many like blips along the way, but I went through a divorce. That was kind of where my journey of self-discovery started. And it's just really gotten better from there. And when I started that, I knew something in my life had to change. I didn't know what it was, but I just knew that I was like, it's got to be better than this, right? And so I got a coach. I started taking all the classes and started studying and started taking better care of myself and paying more attention to myself and recognizing that who I was being, which was a whole process, right? It took me a couple of years to actually recognize and put this into a real practice, but to recognize that who I was being was creating the world around me. And what I was allowing was creating the circumstances to, you know, to be the way that they were. You know, I was in a marriage where I was trying to be in control and trying to do all the things. And that felt like I knew it didn't feel right, but I was really trying to make it look pretty on the outside. But that when we're not living in integrity, that internal world shows up outside of us as chaos, right? So it was me trying to busy myself and do all the things. And I just knew something had to give because I hit a point of burnout where I could no longer make it look good anymore. It just started to fall apart. And so that was kind of where my journey started. And it led me along a series of events that continued to show me that being aware of who I'm being is always the first step in making a change in what's going on around me.
Oh, that's awesome. You kind of alluded to this, and I'll just let you expand a little bit, like maybe starting with, I mean, hindsight's always 2020, right? And we do it with curiosity and like love for ourselves, love for the experience, and hopefully at some point we're even love for all the people involved, right? And forgiveness for everybody. But that's a journey too. But so just like that invitation to kind of look, when you're looking back, were there some things that you could really see now, and feel free to go with this with how you want, but like that you were blaming the other person for those things inside of you?
Oh, yeah. It's easy to say that the other person is doing things to you, right? It's so easy to be the victim. It's really hard to recognize that we should also own that, right? Because I think this is a difficult concept to grasp, but again, like who we're being, we're always co-creating our situation. So if someone is in our, you know, if we're in a relationship with someone and it's not the relationship that we want and they're not behaving in a way that we want, but we continue to stay, you know, we can say we don't like it as many times as we want, but why are they going to change if we continue to stay? Do you know what I mean? So like that's how we are constantly creating that dynamic. And so, you know, I kept asking and I, you know, there were a lot of things and never placing blame. There was just a lot of things I had to learn about myself. And obviously, like, you can't love where you are without loving your past because it made you who you are. You know what I mean? And so it's just part of the process. And so there's never any hate or blame or shame, or I may have gone through some of that in the process. But at this point, no, it doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve anyone to be that way. It's better to be love, you know? But yeah, like I didn't feel heard. I didn't feel seen. But at the same time, I wasn't speaking my mind and I wasn't offering, I wasn't being vulnerable. Like I wasn't giving emotional availability. I wanted it so badly. I wanted connection, but I didn't feel the safety to do that. And so when we don't have safety, there's no way that we're going to open up. But I didn't know that. I just knew that I wasn't getting what I wanted. And it's like, you know, looking back, it's like I had the same relationship with different people all along the way and all of the things showed up in a different way, but it's like the root of it was all the same. You know what I mean? So I kept finding myself in the same situation.
Yeah. And I would imagine that same situation was, you know, all different kinds, not just romantic relationships, right? When we talk about relationships, it's across the board, right? And it's at work, it's with our kids, it's with the PTO, it's with, you know, whatever. And we start to see the pattern. Like you said, you're good at seeing patterns and alluded to some of those for yourself. And I would just be curious on that, the idea of safety. Has that piece changed for you on where you think safety comes from?
Yeah, it has. It comes from within us and it comes from healing whatever we're protecting in us, right? So I believe that, you know, when we're born into this family unit and we learn all about love from all the people around us and we don't get a choice at that point, right? It's a lot of, you know, nurture. It's a lot of our environment and we learn behaviors from our parents. And it's obviously, again, never to place blame, but like what they teach us love is and how they behave in their relationships is what we think relationship is. And we don't have any other perspective because it's the only one we ever see. You know, and so when we take that, whether, you know, if it's dysfunctional, when we take that into our adult lives and even young adult lives and recreate those types of situations, we find ourselves in dysfunctional relationships if those patterns were dysfunctional. Do you know what I mean? And so without becoming self-aware, you can't make a change. And ultimately, we're just protecting ourselves because if we learned that love was disappointment or that, like, you know, people can hurt us, then we put up a wall, right? Like we put up a wall to protect our heart because it's scary to let someone in and we don't want to feel that discomfort. So it's just, if we can learn to see ourselves as protecting ourselves and learn to vet people and understand when they're actually safe to open up to, which comes from being safe within ourselves. That's the process.
Yeah, for sure.
So simple, right?
So simple. Everything's simple. It's just putting it into application.
Right? Yeah. And you know, like when I was on a coaching call earlier, and it's like, I pointed something out and I said something and I was like, you know, this is the 3-step process. It's like that self-awareness and putting it into practice and then fine tuning it. Like what else can I get out of this? Right. Like, how can I continue to make my life better by understanding, you know, how I'm showing up, who I am, why I'm showing up that way. And then when I get presented with those situations, like, how can I behave differently? And then how can I, you know, carry on with the rest of my life and make it better? I was like, it sounds so simple because it is in theory, but gosh, our patterns just get in the way. And we, you know, I think we don't recognize that we're stuck in those patterns. I think we are our own biggest blind spot. And that is one of the toughest things to see.
Yeah, it's hard to see. And also, well, it's hard to see because we're really unconscious of what we're really doing. And like the piece of safety, or even when you're talking about our perception of the way we grew up and the things that we made that mean, really. And then we're looking to get our needs met that we didn't feel like got met before. And then we are outsourcing. So we're putting it on that other person to meet those needs for us when, again, like you alluded to, it has to come from inside, right? Like even the safety piece or the love piece or whatever, because that has to come from within us, or the outsourcing to have someone else do that for us is giving our power to them instead of staying in our full power.
Yeah. And when we do that, like when we look for love outside of ourselves, or when we look for something to fill like a hole or a gap within us, like it's never enough unless we've actually been able to fill it ourselves. You know what I mean? And we'll constantly be on this search. And that's why, you know, it's like I kept ending up in the same relationship with a different person, because it's like I was ending up in the same situation because I was being the same person. So like I was getting the same result, like different. You know, it showed up in different ways. Like the people had different personality characteristics, or they did different things. But like, I felt the same way. I always felt the same way. I always felt unseen, unheard, unable to speak my truth. And I had a wall up. It was unsafe to be authentic. And that's one of our basic human needs, right? Like, is connection and authenticity. And you can't have true connection without authenticity. It doesn't work.
So much I want to say there. you know, just a reminder of that, you know, our feelings, which is our internal, make our thoughts, which then create our action. And if we don't change part of that cycle, then again, it's just going to keep coming up for us. And as I believe, like we are here for this soul growth, like that's our main purpose here on earth. And you know, along the way, we get to help others with the same, some of us. But in the most simplest terms, we're here for soul growth. And the opportunities will keep presenting themselves over and over and over and over until we realize that that's what's happening. And that the pain there, I want to bring up though, like the pain is the disconnect, right? Of the gap of where we really truly want to be and where we are. And how we get there is not, you know, by, again, we've said this over and over, is not expecting the other person to fulfill that, but us to fulfill it for ourselves first. Because then we're able to take different action and we're able to hold different space for people as well, for them too.
Yeah. And going back to that soul purpose, soul journey, I think a lot of us are here for growth. And that is, I've done this like deep dive into masculine and feminine energy, and it's a feminine need. The growth is always a feminine need, and the masculine has to have vision, but I don't always think every other person is here to grow. And that creates a disconnect when, you know, one person in a relationship wants to grow, but the other wants to stay the same too, you know? So it's not always possible. And sometimes I think it's like, you know, when I got married, I know this is why I was, you know, in it for so long and tried so hard and just kept pushing, right? Because I felt like, you know, my parents were divorced and I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to my kids. Like, whatever. I didn't, who knows why we do what we do. We just think, you know, we set our mind on something and at least I do. And I'm stubborn and I was going to stick to it. And I just slowly started to see, once I started doing some work on myself, that I could not control someone else's outcome. And I couldn't control their choices either. No matter how hard I tried, I was making myself crazy, you know, and sometimes, you know, people who are right for us for a season. And they come here, like you were saying, to teach us something. Like we take away something from the relationship and the universe keeps presenting us with that lesson until we learn it. And that's what people are here for. You know, like that's what they're in our lives for. And it's okay if sometimes we choose ourselves and choose to make changes because we can't stay where we are.
Yeah. And I would say not only is it okay, but it's like the most important, like it really is, you know, the most important thing. And I use that analogy of like, is it really important that you put your oxygen mask on first? Right. Because they always say that airplanes and parents with young kids are always like, oh, like I would always put it on my kid first. It's like, well, if you have five kids and, you know, like you can't do, you'll pass out. So you have to put yours on first so that you can then, you know, do whatever the rest of your work is. But you have to, well, I shouldn't say have to, but the invitation is, you know, to put your mask on first, because that's where you're going to see the best, the most benefit in your own life and other people's lives too.
Yeah. Who you're being affects, you know, what you're getting. When you try to control something, I know you know this, like we're not in control of anything, and it's letting go is like the biggest, was one of the biggest lessons for me. And I'm still learning it, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Surrender is definitely part of my learning as well. And that's where I have seen repeatedly the most growth too, right? When I finally like put it down and be like, okay, show me how to look at this differently, like, or whatever, show me the solutions, you know, where I don't think I have to do the work myself. Always do it. I mean, we have to work on us. And by doing that is surrender is sometimes just the most important learning part of the healing journey.
Right. And what came up for me right then too was doing something different. Like if you want a different result, you've got to show up in a different way. You know, I'm now in a, what I would call a very successful relationship that I think will continue to thrive, you know, going forward. And it, what I would say about it is I entered it differently because I got to thinking like, I was dating after my marriage even. And I was like, I'm still getting the same result. Like, and then I was like, oh, it's me. Like, I think sometimes we have to continue to make those mistakes until we can actually like self-reflect and go, okay, like I'm doing this wrong. And, you know, movies and television and all of these Disney movies, I don't think they've done us a huge service by like showing us that we meet someone, there's instant chemistry, and then that's how you enter a relationship and it's happily ever after, right? Like, it's not an actual depiction of a relationship. And so for me, what I changed was how I entered this one. It's like I got clear on what my values were, what I was willing to accept and not. And I so many people talk about a list, right? Like they need to be this and this and this. I got away from that because I was like, I want to feel a certain way. So I wanted to connect to myself more and I wanted to feel a certain way. So I entered it with my values and knowing what my vision was, like what I wanted out of the relationship. And then we had the conversation and they matched. And then we continue to have the conversation, right? Like that's just how you do it. And so it sounds so silly, but it's like, it's almost like this, like, you know, you work on your business that way. You set goals, you check in and make sure you're, you know, you're doing well. Like, why are relationships any different? You know what I mean?
Yeah. As we move in time, if we don't do that, then there becomes like a gap between the common goal, right? And so that keeps you in the like, is this still what we're wanting to do? Is this still what we're looking for? And this is what I still believe. And this is what I want. Is that what you believe and what you want? You know, so that'll help keep us in the same path. And I love the idea that you switch to how you feel, right? Because that's what's important. And that's how we be instead of do, is we be in a feeling of how you want to feel. And it's much less doing. You alluded to the push earlier, becomes much more the pull. And especially, you know, for us, like as women, really being in that being is predominantly
where we should be. It's where we feel safe.
And it's where our magic is. And that's where our most powerfulness is. Like, and just for like, clear this up, because I know there's tons of talk about this, but feminine masculine energy is not like being male or female, right? And everybody has masculine and feminine energy within their body. This is how Lindsay and I believe anyways, and a lot of other people, but so you can take on what you want, but we're definitely not talking about gender. We're talking about this flow of this different kind of energy that has masculine qualities and feminine qualities. And there's the push-pull within that, and there's like the doing versus the being, right? And so again, just to restate that as females, like being in that feminine energy, I mean, don't get me wrong, because when we're in our masculine, we can get shit done, right? Like we can tick boxes like no other, but we are most powerful or can be the most powerful in our feminine energy, which allows the man in the relationship or whatever kind of relationship you're in, you know, allows the other person to then be in their power, in their preferred energy as well. That was a little tangent, but what I wanted to really say about being in the feeling and come back to this is when we get away from the check boxes of the characteristics of another person, we get to connect on a different level too, right? We get to connect on that feeling level with them, but also allows the universe to bring us something better. Because when we've experienced like the small area of what relationships could experience, right? We don't really know what's available to us, but if we know how we want to feel. And so then the universe can help us, right? Be like, bring that kind of feeling into you versus like this box of brown haired, you know, work at this kind of job. And it might not even be that kind of person that's what you really want. It's just what you've been taught that you want.
Yeah. And I don't think it ever comes in the package that you think it's going to come in. So I think having those expectations is just asinine, to quote you.
Right. So doing the internal work. Yeah. Lindsay and I had a conversation earlier, and my dad, like growing up, that was his swear word, was asinine. Still really is. But I didn't know it wasn't a swear word. And so I said it to her earlier because I just like, it's such a funny word, but it conveys a point. Yeah. Thanks for that. But I'd love to have a little giggle. So we're doing the internal work, and we've kind of alluded to like, once we do that, we get to experience something different in our relationships. And what else gets to show up for people as they do that internal work and, you know, and enter into new relationships? What do you find with your clients? What do you find, like maybe satisfaction is something, but is there other stuff that opens up for them?
I think it's just how good life gets to be. It's like everything around us feels so negative. Like the news is negative. Like people tell you no, they squash, you know, put the kibosh on your dreams. Like there's just so many negative things going on around us and so many things that disconnect us from ourselves. And I think, again, going right back to my very beginning thought, like it's got to be better than this. To now where my vision is like, it gets to be so good, right? And so how can I continue moving in that direction where it continues to be good beyond my wildest dreams, like which is where I am in my relationship now. Like I just am in awe and I'm just like, holy cow, like I missed out on this all of that time. And never to discount the past, like I have two amazing children who I wouldn't have. Like, I'm so grateful for that. But it's like all of this silly stuff I was doing and who I was being just was really the driver for the frustration I was feeling, you know? And I was blocking myself from receiving all the good that the universe has to offer. Cause I really think it just gets to be so good.
Yeah. So once we do the internal work, and I think we've used this word a lot, is that healing. Like, we know it's never done, but what gets to really just open up for us is anything we want, right? Like basically. And then we get to be supported by the universe if we just are source, whoever, whatever your beliefs are. But once you can let go of being right about the way it was before, right? So it's really moving into that space of awe, which I love, because I think that's one of like the most undervalued manifestation tool, is just being in such awe and gratitude of how is it possible? Like, how is it possible that my life is this amazing? How is it possible that I can bring in, you know, whatever your goal? How is it possible that I can bring in 50 grand a month, right? Like, whoever, like, that's just a random number, but it's such a good manifestation technique because you're able to get in the feeling of it. And so you're able to change your vibration. So then you're actually able to receive what it is in that vibration. So that's like amazing.
And that is flow. Yeah. And I think too, like, yes, it is healing and yes, it never stops. But I like the way that I've started to look at it, and you brought up that word wonder, which I really love. It's like, okay, what is this here to teach me today? Like, that's the way that I look at it. It's like, it's not always like, oh gosh, like I'm always going to be on this journey. Like, it's just always uphill. Like you said, I look at it with wonder. That's the perfect way to put it, is like, what can I learn today? You know?
Yeah. And the wonder and the curiosity, and then that piece of permission to have different feelings, right? Like, and think it's fun. So I've had incredible experience over the last 4 to 6 weeks of like just being involved in some different groups and some different retreats, and, you know, this new awareness of like what bliss feels like, but that also brought with it despair. But I can still like be in a great place even when I'm in despair, because I know that it's going to move, it's going to flow. But I'm also just like so in awe that I can have this new awareness and that I could have this peace come to me. And in gratitude, right? Like, and so I don't stay stuck in the, think when we first start healing, we think, again, I do say it's never ends, but the awareness or the invitation to not stay stuck in it for a long time. Like, we learn to move energy faster, and we learn that even in the rough spots, we're still supported, we're still taken care of, and we can move through it to have that life that we, you know, really desire.
Yeah. And when we feel stuck, it's like, it's not as like, it doesn't get us as down, if that's the right way to put it. But it's like, we know that it's here to serve its purpose and teach us something. And what I will say is, if I had known how like being in a relationship with the right person would continue to help me on that journey, I mean, obviously, I can't say I would have done it sooner. But like, I feel like that has been one of my biggest points of awareness too, right? Like, it allows me so much growth. And it just continues to unfold. Like, I allow myself to be seen more. I allow myself to feel safe to say all the things. But then, like, it increases my self-worth, because that's definitely one of my struggles, is like seeing my worth. But like, seeing yourself through someone else's eyes, and then like having them validate your experience, and like, and then knowing that you get to do that for them too. Like, that's the whole point.
And because I just like to ask hard questions, and you can always plead the fifth if you want. But what like comes up for me, and that is like, were you the right person for that right person before you like, they couldn't present themselves right, because they're not right until you've made the change. And so now they're right for you, and they can give you the things that you just like, I don't want to say give you the things, because I feel like that changes the power dynamic, but you're able to witness how they are doing those things that you're craving.
Yeah. And likewise, like same for him too. I think we both are having this experience of like, man, it gets to be this good. Like, we didn't really realize it, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So you alluded to your process earlier, kind of can be in that do it yourself. And so we'll kind of let you expand a little bit on those, that self-awareness, that practice, and that fine tuning. So you can, you know, kind of run with that a little bit, explain that to people, how they can, you know, just start today incorporating that into their life so they can start, you know, today.
Yeah. You know, I think the first place to start is like, where in your life is there some point of frustration, or is there some friction, right? And it's like, you know, really examining it. How is this bothering me? How is this showing up? How has it shown up before? And maybe journal about it. And it doesn't always come to you right away. That's the thing. It's such a process, you know, and I don't think we start to see the connections until we really start to do this dive into ourselves and become self-aware. So I think definitely the first place is understand where you aren't getting something in your life that you really want. Yep. And then from there it becomes, okay, then it's this journey to self-awareness, which I love helping people through. I feel like I'm really good at seeing patterns, and I love asking the hard questions and lovingly saying, okay, but this is who you're being, and this is how you're showing up. Do you see how that's giving you the result that you're getting? So yeah, that's my favorite place. And it's like, when I can show people that, and that, you know, everybody's different, sometimes it takes time, and then show them how to put into practice a new way of being, then they kind of get set off on their own way and on their own journey and can fine tune from there.
Yeah, you bring a good point, because we can do that journaling. We can do some stream of consciousness journaling, where what I tell people is, you know, think with any other part of your body than your brain, and just answer the questions, you know, come up with some great questions and try to answer them without thinking with your brain. And it's a practice in and of itself. yeah, think with your body. It really holds the answers to how you're feeling. Yeah. And also brought up that point of earlier and now too, it's like we can start to walk this journey on our own. And there's those, you know, DIY strategies, like your process works both ways. But what gets to happen with the coach is we get to have that outside perspective. We get to see how an observer sees what's actually happening in our life. And there's some points of validation with that, but then there's the points of really recognizing where we're not seeing our own stuff and how it relates to how our relationship is, you know, evolving or showing us.
Yeah. I think one of the most impactful things that I could say that I do with my clients is give them real life examples from my life. So it's not necessarily going to show up in the same way for them, but I'll tell them, this is how it showed up for me and this is how I navigated it. And then a lot of times that turns on the light bulb and they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Because it's never the same manifestation, but like the root of the problem a lot of times is the same.
Yeah. And I think it stays the same even as we have growth. We just have tools and we don't stay there as long, right? And so that's how we look more, like it looks less hard, but it's not necessarily less hard. We just have tools and we know we can make it through it to the other side. And I just want to let like the listeners know that so generously Lindsay's offered to do a free 30-minute coaching session for whoever signs up. And that link to schedule with her will be in the show notes. So you can make sure you grab a spot with her because she does amazing work on relationships. And again, those aren't just with a romantic partner. Those are all across the board work, yourself, your kids, and really help you see a different money, energy, anything really, your house, like all of this stuff. And she's able to, like she said, really pick up on those patterns and be a reflector mirror for you to kind of see and explore what's really happening when it's hard to see on our own. And so I just hope everybody can, you know, anybody listening, take advantage of that. And if there's anything else that you wanted to say real quick before wrapping up, then now's the time.
That's it. I'm grateful for you for the conversation. It's always good. It always goes a little different than you think it's going to. And it was really fun. So thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. There'll also be links in the show notes for Lindsay and her podcast. And so you can hear more from her there. And yeah, thanks for listening. And thanks for tuning in again this week. And I hope to see you next week. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me, a no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.